Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 24. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 9 above. Highs level off around 28. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lots of sunshine Wednesday, with highs around 35. 24 Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 9 degrees above zero.
Mid-America Network News. A truck driver sustained serious injuries last night when the semi-trailer he was driving collided with another rig in Kiowa County in southwest Kansas. The crash was reported around 5:40 on U.S. 54 highway near the east edge of Mullenville. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2023 Freightliner semi was westbound on U.S. 54 when it crossed the center line and collided with an eastbound 2022 semi. A 24-year-old driver from California was transported to the Wesley Medical Center in Wichita with serious injuries. The other driver was unhurt. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on drug allegations. In the early morning of Saturday, troopers initiated a traffic stop for a traffic violation and the driver fled, according to a social media report from the Kansas Highway Patrol. After a short pursuit, the suspect was arrested. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
You know their songs. Now see them live. 38 Special. Live and in concert. Friday, March 20th, 7 Clans, First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk. One night only. 38 Special. Get your tickets now at the 7 Clans Players Club or at 7clans.com. Don't miss 38 Special, March 20th at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk.
Police in southwest Kansas are asking for help in locating a 42-year-old woman who has been missing for nearly 2 weeks. The Garden City Police Department said Amelia Brown was last seen on January 14th. She was reportedly heading to Salina, but she never made it. She stands 5 feet 7 inches tall. She weighs 190 pounds. She has blonde strawberry hair and blue eyes. As of today, all leads have been exhausted, and they are asking for the public's help in locating Amelia. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Garden City Police Department. Oxford City crews worked through Saturday's extreme winter weather conditions and a freezing pit of water to repair a broken water main line. It is the second day on the road that the city crews have had to work in the extreme cold following a power outage on Friday. The city is under a boil water advisory, and also residents are being asked to use water sparingly. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state legislators wrapped up this week gathering at the state capitol alongside different advocates to help address the rise of domestic violence homicides and highlighting different legislation they are working on and introducing in this session that's aimed at preventing violence and strengthening support for ongoing survivors.
In 2025 alone, Nebraska experienced 30 domestic abuse-related victim deaths, including 11 murder suicides. These deaths devastate families. They traumatize communities and place lasting strain on service providers and public systems. They're not isolated events, but deeply traumatic events that affect entire communities for years.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they say overall in the past year, more than 13,000 Nebraskans had received services from the Nebraska Coalition Network of Service Providing Organizations. That included near 39,000 shelter nights, providing 1,800 people with their children. Mid-America Network News.
Looking for a deal that's absolutely unbeatable? Rusty at Ford has the answer. With over 450 used vehicles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect car, truck, or SUV at a price you'll love. That's right, 450-plus quality used vehicles ready for you to drive away today. Plus, when you trade in your old ride, we'll give you up to $5,000 over KBB. And with rates as low as 4.99%, it's easier than ever to get behind the wheel of a car you'll love. And every used car comes with 6 months, 6,000-mile peace of mind coverage, so you can drive off the lot knowing you're covered. Don't miss out. Visit Rusty at Ford or check us out online at rustyatford.com. Offer valid with fair value minus damage, mechanical needs, and mileage. Powertrain coverage on purchases with less than 100,000 miles or 9 years old. WAC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Winter storm Fern moved in on cue late Friday evening as snow continued into Saturday with 4 to 6 inch totals along the state line. Slightly higher totals, 6 to 8 inches heading south. Coupled with bitter cold temperatures, many activities, including most Sunday church services, were canceled. Schools announcing either delays or outright cancellations Monday as a gradual warm-up is forecast into the week ahead. Marshall County Commissioners adopting a resolution of support for development of the North 7th Street Corridor in Marysville following a presentation by volunteers with a design concept earlier approved by Marysville City Council. The action would involve a three-block stretch of the former rail bed extending north from U.S. 36 to Calhoun Street, immediately west of the historic Union Pacific Depot. Connection with the Blue River Rail Trail, as well as green space and other features, are envisioned. Support will allow establishing a budget and pursuing grant resources to fund the project. Traffic, parking, and infrastructure will be addressed for the corridor as well. First baby born at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca was January 6th, with a baby girl born to Christian and Chloe Bussing of Axtell. Gage County District Court set bond at $1 million for a Texas man charged in the motor vehicle death of Trevor Garten, northwest of Beatrice, last August. 34-year-old Renee Castaneda allegedly struck Garten, who was walking along State Highway 4. The driver was found several days later at a Beatrice campground and advised that he may have struck something but did not know what it was. Video footage from the company truck he was driving allegedly confirms the incident. Beatrice firemen were called out Sunday afternoon to the Black Crow restaurant, where a boat, which had been retrofitted as living quarters, caught fire behind the restaurant, which was damaged in the 900 block of Court Street earlier this month by fire. Traffic was blocked on adjacent streets, and the fire was contained in about 15 minutes. No damage reported to nearby buildings, and there were no reported injuries. Damage was contained to the boat. Washington County Community Foundation Match Month in December raised $175,000, benefiting 20 different funds at the foundation. Patterson Family Foundation will provide a $100,000 matching grant, bringing the overall impact to $275,000. Half the match will be distributed among eligible funds that received donations. The remaining half will support the Washington County Opportunity Fund. Your News on Your Time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Friday at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A cold weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Southwest winds 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 30 with wind chill values around 20 below. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Westerly winds 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Cloudy and slightly cooler throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s, then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Sunshine as we head into Friday, staying a bit cooler with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows just around zero and in the lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Matched a record low this morning, 13 below zero. Average high temperature late January 39, record high on this date 64. The average low 15, matched the record low 13 below zero this morning. Sunrise 7:41, sunset this evening at 5:39. Upper end of 4 to 6 inch snow accumulation over the weekend along the Kansas-Nebraska state line. 6 to 8 inch accumulations heading south.
Some mountainous regions in the West are famous for air inversions. We'll take an in-depth look at those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. That's 800-656-9173.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey great Wayne Gretzky has a birthday, and it's Australia Day down under, the anniversary of the arrival of the first European settlers. We usually experience wintertime air as crisp and clean, and that's because pollutants and ozone get trapped in precipitation or blown away by gusty winds. But if you've ever experienced an inversion, you know how that description gets turned on its head. Inversions occur when upper layers of warm air trap areas of cooler air in place, along with emissions from vehicles, factories, power plants, and more. If you have any breathing concerns, pay attention to the forecast for inversions, especially in mountainous regions in the West, where they occur most frequently. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was the great Sunflower Showdown over the weekend between the number 19 Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats, where the Jayhawks easily ran over the Wildcats with an 86-62 victory, putting them at 15-5. Kansas State Wildcats are now sitting at 10-10 for their overall record. It was all Flory Badunga on the night, having 21 points on the board with 33 minutes of play and 10 rebounds. Bryson Tiller had 16 points. Melvin Council Jr. was 17. And Elmarco Jackson with 19. On the Kansas State side, P.J. Haggerty had a dominant night with 23 points on the night, with Taj Manning with 8. The Jayhawks are back into that top 25 national AP poll with that number 19 slot as they go into this week. They have a full week off before they take on number 13 BYU on Saturday, with their tip-off coming up at 3:30. On the Kansas State side, they have a quick turnaround as they're on the road on Tuesday night tomorrow, where they tip off at 7:30, taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Mid-America Network Sports.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball head coach Bill Self was back at it and on the floor on Saturday for the Sunflower Showdown. That was after missing the game last week against the Colorado Buffalo due to an undisclosed health reason. As KSNT News reports that according to Self in a statement, he said right before the team was taking off on a plane heading to Colorado that he had started feeling some abnormal chest issues and was thinking based on what he had done before with putting a stent in his chest that it could not be good and went to go get looked at. In response, he said, come to find out, quote, I was not severely, but very dehydrated, and I've got AFib. I just had a bout with that was pretty significant in a small snippet of time, but it was enough that I could not get on the plane. AFib is an irregular heartbeat that began with the upper chambers of the heart, where Self had after having the two stents inserted into his heart back in July of last year and missed the NCAA tournament along with the Big 12 tournament in 2023 after undergoing a heart procedure. He wanted to be extra cautious. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball finals Friday. In the girls' division, Twin Valley Lake tournament, Centralia wins over Lynn in the championship 57-41. Blue Valley edges Axtell in the consolation 55-54. Hanover girls take fifth over Valley Heights 62-26. Donova West finishes seventh over Clifton Clyde 57-54. And Washington County girls defeat Frankfort 37-32. In the boys' Twin Valley Lake Championship, Hanover ran past Axtell 75-48. Donovan West defeated Clifton Clyde in the consolation 50-47. Centralia boys top Lynn for fifth, 56-43. Washington County boys fall to Blue Valley for seventh, 55-40. Marysville girls beat Jackson Heights for fifth place in the Thunder Classic, 42-30. Marysville boys dropped to campus in the fifth place game, 60-45. Kansas-Kansas State Sunflower State Shootout Saturday night, 7 o'clock tip-off, airing live on KNDY.
The 30th year of the Twin Valley League tournament wrapped up with the Hanover boys and Centralia girls being victorious. The Hanover boys handled Axtell for their first championship since 2021 with a 75-48 runaway victory. Cooper Bruna pitched in a game-high 24 points while Braylon Mine had 22 and 15 for Jack Bruna. Hanover led 42-27 at half and never looked back en route to the thumping of Axtell 75-48. In the girls' contest, Centralia continues to be the standard as the Lady Panthers win their 17th TVL Tournament Championship in school history, led by Josie Averkamp with 22 points as Centralia runs past Lynn 57-41. Like the boys' contest, Centralia got up 23-17 in the first half and never looked back en route to the 57-41 victory over the Lynn girls. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Marysville boys and girls played for fifth place each in the finals Friday of the Thunder Classic at Pima Hall Central. Marysville boys fell 60-45 to campus of Hayesville. 6A campus winning 15 points. Marysville fouling out three players in a very physical ball game. Bulldogs McConnor Lee with 16. Ty Mosier fouls out with 3 minutes left, scored 14 as the Bulldogs fall to 6-7. Javen Caldwell, a junior for campus, scored 17 points. They're a game over 500 with a 60-45 win in the opener. Marysville girls won the nightcap over Jackson Heights 42-30. Outscored them the first three quarters, never looked back. East McKasey Rush with 14. Aubrey Dressman scores 13. Lady Bulldogs improved to 6-7. Heights had no one in double figures. Bryn Shuby scored 8. Jackson Heights falls to 6-8. Marysville 42, Jackson Heights 30. Bulldogs back at home, first time in January, Tuesday night. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The annual fan favorite wine night is back in Bramlage Coliseum. For only $15, you can order your package to see the Cats host Oklahoma State on Tuesday, February 10th. Package includes a K-State wine stopper, access into the Shamrock Zone pregame, plus a ticket to the Oklahoma State game. Visit kstatesports.com/tickets or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Part of the fun, or for some, the frustration of gardening is overcoming challenges. And one big challenge for many gardeners is planting under a black walnut tree. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. All parts of the black walnut tree contain a toxic substance called juglone that can cause stunting, wilting, and even death in susceptible plants. One solution is to grow juglone-tolerant plants. Review list of juglone-susceptible and resistant plants prepared by several universities. These lists are based on observations and by no means complete. You can do the same by adding one or two plants you want to try that do not appear on any of these lists. If the plants thrive, you can add more. If they suffer, you may want to add them to your Do Not Plant list and try something new. Minimize your frustration by growing susceptible plants at least 50 feet away from your black walnut tree. The further you move away from the tree, the lesser the concentration of the toxic juglone. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
In South Central Kansas, you'll find a place long important to Native Americans, a place where they, and later white settlers, would meet to discuss peace on the High Plains. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Medicine Lodge, Kansas has always had a strong tie to the Native American tribes that once made this area their home. John Nixon says there's a good reason for that.
I think because of the good hunting and the water at medicinal purposes, good timber and good place to hunt, we had a lot of buffalo.
But the area around today's town of Medicine Lodge, Kansas, was a special one for many years prior to European settlement.
The Five Plains tribes of Indians that met here over a two-week period, they signed three treaties between themselves. They had met at the confluence of the Medicine River and Elm Creek back in 1867.
The area was a sacred place to many tribes. The Kiowa, for instance, knew this stretch of the river for its high Epsom salt content. In the fall of 1867, the five tribes signed a peace treaty with the United States here. John even has an original copy of that document.
Back in 1867, there was 42 chiefs that signed this treaty. They took the original three treaties back to D.C., and they handwrote copies for each one of the chiefs. It took them a couple of years to do it. But I have one that was between the Cheyennes and the Arapahoes, one of those handwritten copies.
John purchased his copy from descendants of Chief White Rabbit. 7 years later, events gave rise to the establishment of what many would call a fort.
1874 is when they built the original stockade, which was downtown to protect the citizens from the Indians, because there was a few skirmishes and what have you.
A reconstruction of the stockade is today open to the public. The community has a peace treaty pageant every few years to commemorate the important meeting spot and the history that has occurred here. Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
A sure sign that spring is coming is when lambs are born. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The whole process is a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn, checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts. There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barkley says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. Nutrient drench in case they've got weak lambs. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. Check on her often to make sure everything's all right. Find more tips on lambing preparation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you've been thinking about finding a church home, or you made a New Year's resolution to reconnect with your faith, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to welcome you. This is Pastor David Thompson. Life is full of questions, challenges, and new beginnings, and faith can bring a sense of hope and direction that makes all the difference. Whether you've been part of a church before, or you're just starting to explore what faith might mean for you, there's a place for you here. Join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and discover a community where you can be yourself, belong to something meaningful, and become who God created you to be. You are invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
We often think stewardship is about doing more, but sometimes good stewardship begins with stopping. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Rest is one of God's earliest gifts. Before Israel had laws, leaders, or land, God gave them the Sabbath, a weekly reminder that their lives didn't depend on constant striving. And the same is true for us. When we fill every hour and ignore our limits, we start living as if everything depends on us. It doesn't. Rest sharpens our decisions, strengthens our relationships, and guards our hearts from believing that productivity is the measure of our worth. When we rest, we're reminded that provision comes from God, and that renewed dependence is what allows us to steward our time, energy, and resources with wisdom. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Family Fare wants to thank all our loyal customers for your patronage and hope you enjoy your shopping experience in our store. Be sure to ask if you need help from one of our associates who will be glad to assist you. From Family Fare and Beatrice, check our website for rewards and digital coupons. Professional barber stylist wants to thank our loyal customers for their patronage over the years and wants to invite new customers to update their style or stick with your current one. Stop by or make an appointment at Professional Barber Stylists in Beatrice. Haircuts that are affordable.
Farmers have lost money by renting land to grow row crops in recent years. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Raising corn or soybeans on rented land the past few years has led to red ink for many Illinois farmers. Gary Schnitke is an ag economics professor at the University of Illinois.
Rental farmland has provided negative returns for the past several years, and 2025 we're projecting a positive return, but that is built on $100 of federal program payments.
Schnitke's colleague, Nick Paulson, says part of the problem is that corn prices are below $5 a bushel and soybeans are around $10 a bushel.
Many farmers basically kind of hope for a break even in most years, but really waiting for the small number of years where we really hit those home runs and have some of those high returns. The problem right now with this philosophy is, when will those high income years happen again?
Paulson says farm income is tied more to controlling costs than getting higher prices.
Marketing strategies is not where we see the differentiation between the farms that do well and the farms that don't do so well in relative terms. So, you know, everybody did good in 2022, but some did better. Those farms that do better, in the data we look at for Illinois farms, it's the farms that have their costs side under control.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
All in the team behind the quality. Landall Trailers, Landall Ag Products, Material Handling, and Travelong Trailers. Learn how you can be a part of a Landall team. Apply online today at Landall.com and experience firsthand competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, raises, 4% attendance bonus, and a full line of benefits. Apply today online at Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Last year, South Central Kansas farmer Clint Brower achieved his most profitable season ever, but he didn't do it by following the traditional agriculture playbook. As the founder of Greenfield Robotics, Brower has shifted his focus away from farm size and towards maximizing profit per acre using a fleet of small autonomous robots. Brower's philosophy is rooted in advice he received from his father, a longtime lender. The safest businesses are those with multiple revenue streams. To achieve this, Brower uses a swarm of small yellow robots rather than the massive high horsepower machinery that has dominated the industry for decades. These robots handle mechanical weeding and foliar feeding, allowing him to farm regeneratively. By replacing harsh chemicals with precise robotic labor, he effectively banks, saving into the fertility of his soil. While Brower advocates for small-scale swarms, the rest of the industry is watching closely. Major brands like John Deere are taking a different route, offering retrofit kits for existing large tractors. These kits, costing between $40,000 and $50,000, allow traditional equipment to run autonomously. For these companies, the return on investment is found in uptime, the ability for a tractor to plant or till through the night to hit optimal weather windows. However, independent research from institutions like Purdue University suggests that the financial benefits of autonomy are most clear when labor is scarce or extremely expensive. Despite this, Brower remains convinced that the old ways of farming are coming to an end.
For him, the robots are simply a tool to enable a healthier ecosystem. By reducing the need for expensive chemical inputs and minimizing downtime, he has proven that autonomy can foster a more resilient, profitable, and sustainable future for the American farm. For example, they ran 70,000 simulations through a Purdue-developed linear programming model that considered a typical Midwest operation with a 50-50 corn-soybean rotation using autonomous equipment throughout the crop cycle. And despite improved yield from more precise and timely operations, the benefits never offset additional cost. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck season is on at Rusty at Ford. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to drive a new 2025 Ford F-150, this is it. Right now, get up to $13,000 off brand new 2025 F-150 XLTs. Or choose up to $11,000 off and 3.9% financing for 72 months. Got a trade? Rusty at Ford wants it. We are paying up to $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your vehicle. That means more power, more capability, and more money in your pocket when you drive home in America's favorite truck, the Ford F-150. Don't miss out. Visit Rusty at Ford today or shop online at rustyatford.com.
Rusty at Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Number 25T849 with approved credit, trade value based on fair Kelley Blue Book value minus damages and mileage. Offer ends soon.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. But what exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Been using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet. So it's basically a 1:10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long. And that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a one-acre piece of land can be any shape as long as it measures 43,560 square feet. It's hard to visualize an acre, but here's one way to do it.
I think an easy way for at least anyone who's watched a football game to understand is it's basically a little bit smaller than a football field. If you go from an end zone to about the 10-yard line on the other side, so 90% of the football field, that's about the size of 1 acre.
In the 1860s, a pioneer could buy 160 acre tracts of land from the government and divide it into 40 acre parcels. If the farmer was too far away to be reached, it was usually because he was out plowing the back 40 of the farm. And that's where that term came from. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how the acre came to be at agriculture.com.
camping. Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When temperatures drop, cold stress for cattle becomes a concern for ranchers. K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner discusses a few things that producers can check and do to help their livestock. He mentions what changes might need to be made to their watering source.
Always look at that water source. If we need to, if we've got those continuous overflow tanks, turning that flow up a little bit to make sure we're going to keep that tank surface open. If we've got electric tank heaters, making sure that those are functioning properly, right? Electricity and water, we all know that can be a challenge. And then just simply clearing up in the event we see snowfall, clearing a path to the water tanks.
Wagner says how much bedding he encourages producers to put out for their cattle.
You want to roll out enough bedding so that all the animals can actually get on that bedding and have a dry place to lay down. That's kind of our goal. You know, depending on the size of the cattle, that can vary greatly, right? If you've got a set of, you know, freshly received 5 to 6 weight calves that have come in, obviously because of their body size, it's going to take less bedding to bed that particular pen of cattle than it might be some cattle that are going to be larger or some mature cows that would be out on grass. So just always something to keep in mind is a really good mitigation strategy in bedding and giving those cattle a dry place to lay down, especially, you know, some areas of the state have seen some moisture already. So there might be some of those areas where cattle tend to congregate might already be wet or muddy. And so just giving those cattle a dry place to lay down can certainly help them weather some of the impacts of a potential winter storm event.
Wind can make cold temperatures feel even colder, so he explains a few windbreak options.
In terms of temporary windbreaks, there's a lot of things, you know, that can be used. We have some, you know, steel panel structures that are temporary now that you see a lot of producers use. Those are great. We can also, if we don't have those, you know, we see a lot of times stock trailers tend to be commonly used and just something to allow those cattle to get out of the wind. You can even take if it's an older stock trailer, you can even open the door on the back and create a bar or pipe across it and allow those calves to go inside the stock trailer and the cows will still be outside. So I've seen that done as well. I think that's just an interesting strategy for things on the farm. Another potential temporary windbreak is round bales of hay or big squares of hay and stacking those.
That was K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner with his recommendations for what cattle producers can do for their animals in cold temperatures. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day over in the grains market. We are still seeing those mostly red numbers across the board with just a little bit of green. Over in the seeds market, a similar story with the mix to mostly lower numbers across the board with the oil being in the green for much of the day. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs are well into the green. In the corn market, March corn down 1¾ at 4.28¾. May down a penny at 4.37 even. Kansas City wheat for March down 9 cents at 5.31¾. May down 7¾ at 5.42¾. In the oats market, March oats up 2¼ at 2.99½. May up 0.75 cents at 3.04 even. In the bean market, March beans down 4½ at 10.63¼. May down 4¼ at 10.75¼. Soybean meal for March down 4.90 at 2.95 even. May down $4 at 2.98.10. Soybean oil for March in the green up 2 cents at 54.01. May up 3 cents at 54.55. In the canola market, March canola down 3.10 at 6.48.60. May down
out 310 at 659.50. In the cotton market, March cotton down $1.15 at 62.66. May down $1.08 at 64.40. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for March down 64 cents at 96.76. June down 59 cents at 96.51. The euro for March, however, is slightly in the green up to $1.19. And the June euro slightly in the green as well, also at $1.19. The Japanese yen for March is in the green at 65 cents. And the June yen in the green as well, also at 65 cents. Taking a look at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 continues to rise as Apple and Meta both gain ahead of earnings, with the Dow Jones deep into the green, up 334 points at 49,433, the S&P 500 up 45 points at 6,961, and the NASDAQ up 163 points at 23,664. We'll see how all of these numbers finish up in the final hour of the trade day.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a second consecutive down week, stocks were gaining ground this morning. The Dow headed into the midday higher by 176 points. The S&P and NASDAQ had each picked up more than 0.5% since the opening. The delayed report on durable goods showed a 5.3% month-over-month surge in November after October's 2.1% decline. The numbers were driven largely by orders for transportation equipment totaling $119 billion. The heads of some of the biggest companies based in Minnesota are calling for calm after a second shooting death involving an immigration officer in Minneapolis. The CEOs of Target, Best Buy, and 3M have signed a letter asking local, state, and federal officials to work together. Discount airline Ryanair is flying high. The Irish carrier says revenues topped $3.8 billion in the last quarter, up 9% from the year before. It says fares for this year are trending higher than last. Jim Ryan, ABC News.